Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. Ty, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Heck yeah, man. How you been, Sparky?
I've been good. You got a super busy life. We've been trying to get together. I'm glad we were able to finally get together, and we get together on NFL trade deadline day. I can't imagine you were too surprised that the Packers were quiet after the big Micah Parsons deal before the beginning of the year.
You know, part of me thought they might just keep swinging, to be honest. You know, I thought that maybe the Parsons trade was the sign of a new day. That maybe, you know, not full less need FM picks to that extreme. But I don't know, maybe you part with a mid-round pick for somebody who can help you this year to go for it. Because, I mean, look, you've got Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst. They're being evaluated by Ed Policy. Yep. And I think in the case of the head coach, that seat, If it's not hot, it's certainly warm. So I thought that maybe they might deviate and do something. But, yeah, at the end of the day, they made their big move. They traded the picks and gave Micah Parsons that big deal.
See, from my perspective, I don't think anybody thought they were going to win against Detroit and Washington. I don't think anybody saw that coming at the beginning of the year. I don't think anybody thought at the beginning of the year that this team would have been sitting in first place at this point, because I think everybody thought the Lions were going to win this division going forward. Outside of that Cleveland game, going into the Panther game, they were averaging over 30 points a game on offense. Their defense was playing fairly well, and now they lose a game to Carolina, and now the national media and Packer fans both are losing their minds and acting like, oh my God, they're not that good. It's halfway through the season. At the end of the day, just like baseball and basketball, and I would assume hockey, I'm not an NHL guy, you want to be playing your best at the end of the year. And there is plenty of time before we get to that point where they can continue to win games and get in position to make that run.
Yeah, you know, gun to the head, I'd still be pretty optimistic. I'm with you. Like, you've got a 6'4", 220, whatever, wide receiver in Christian Watson, who's hungry as hell. He hasn't played in forever, and he can do some things that few receivers can. I mean, he's a weapon that is only going to get better. Tucker Kraft is down. That stinks. Yep. He was the best tight end in football. He would be he'd make Mike Ditka proud. I mean, he has everything you'd want out of a tight end in any era. But I think that Luke Musgrave can be really good as a receiver. He just hasn't been used. Right? He's kind of been on ice since they drafted him ahead of Tucker Kraft. And, you know, back at Oregon State, I remember talking to his tight ends coach out of college, and he's like, man, this guy, his arrow is only pointing up. He had an injury, and he had all this potential. They never really got to use him to the max there in college. So maybe he is kind of a hidden gem in this offense. And, of course, you've got Romeo Doubs as a possession guy, Matthew Golden. You got to think that he's going to be featured more. They just haven't really thrown the ball. There's a lot of weapons all over the field. Jaden Reed will be coming back. I still think this is a Super Bowl contender. I still think Jordan Love's arrow is pointing up. I don't know if he's in the MVP conversation as we speak right now, but there's a lot to love about this offense. But that being said, Sparky, there are times you wonder, like, is Green Bay calling plays like their quarterback is making $10 or $15 million a year or $55 million a year? I mean, at some point, I think they got to really unleash him smartly, right? I mean, there were some mistakes in that Carolina game. I just feel like for them to get over the hump, they're going to need Jordan Love in full at some point.
I had Mike Wall on earlier this week. Well, actually, it was yesterday, right? It was yesterday's Tuesday? Yeah. Yesterday, we had Mike Wall on, former Packer offensive lineman. And I told him, I don't want him throwing the ball more than 35 times a game on any type of consistent basis. I want this to be run-based, play-action-based. Take your shots when you need to, but otherwise, take the open guy and let's move the ball down the field. And that really, if we're being honest, in general, I wouldn't want any quarterback throwing the ball more than 35 times in a football game on a somewhat consistent basis going forward. But, you know, you hear Greg Olsen during the broadcast, and Olsen's like, man, let him open it up. Let him throw the football more. And I really had no issue with it whatsoever. Josh Jacobs was averaging over 5 yards on the ground in that football game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we're in disagreement either. I'm totally with you. I think at some point, you know, basically you've got to crack the code on these defenses. They're taking away the deep ball.
Right.
They don't want Watson and Golden going over the top. So you do have to stay committed to the run. Like, you got to get them out of that. Like, you've got to get Josh Jacobs going. It seems like he's been on this rep count and he's been banged up. I don't know, man. Like, just get him out there, feed him the ball. That's why you're paying him all that money. And I just feel like once they inevitably get that safety down in the box, that then you see Love in full. It's a tricky balance. You know, you see it here in Buffalo with Josh Allen. He's got the strongest arm in the NFL, one of the strongest arms in NFL history. Yeah, when they kind of went from Ken Dorsey as OC to Joe Brady, they really committed to the run with James Cook. They built up the offensive line. They let Stephon Diggs go. They don't really have much talent at wide receiver. Their wide receivers didn't do anything against the Chiefs, but they threw the tight end a lot. They threw the backs a lot. They gave James Cook 24, 25 carries, yet Josh Allen was still able to do Josh Allen things. So there's a balance to strike, and you know that's a perfect example of how to strike it. But it just seems like Matt LaFleur, he doesn't really know what he wants this offense to be. There's no rhythm. There's no flow. And that's kind of a problem when you're in your seventh year as the head coach and we're talking here in November.
So Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com. Great website. Highly suggest you go check it out. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn. As we said earlier, NFL trade deadline was today at 3 o'clock, so just about an hour ago. Two gigantic moves. Quinnen Williams gets traded to the Cowboys to help replace Micah Parsons over there and help stop the run a little bit with Kenny Clark. And then the other one was Sauce Gardner gets traded from the Jets, where he's been having a down year, probably because he quit like everybody else on that team. And he gets traded to the Colts, who have had the surprising year, and everybody lost their minds. In fact, my 18-year-old called me and said, your Colts got screwed. And it's two first-round picks and A.D. Mitchell for Sauce Gardner. And I saw a lot of Packer fans saying, man, that Micah Parsons deal looks even better now after you see what the Colts gave up for a cornerback.
I kind of have the opposite view. I feel like if you're the Colts, you're Chris Ballard. I think every other team in the AFC South has won the division twice since Ballard took over as GM. They haven't won it. They've gone through a million quarterbacks. They finally have a good thing going. Yeah, they lost to the Steelers. That strikes me as an anomaly. You know, they're not going to turn the ball over like that every week. They've got a formula. Jonathan Taylor's the best back in football. Quentin Nelson's a future Hall of Famer. Daniel Jones, say what we want. He's been very efficient. Him and Shane Steichen are locked in. The defense is very, very good. They just need another playmaker, and those playmakers cost a lot of money, cost a lot of capital. If I'm the Colts, I'd rather be taking that swing than sitting on my hands when it's so wide open. I mean, my God, look at the AFC. Look at the NFC.
Yep.
The whole league is wide open. Yeah, I've been holding out on the Colts up until about last week. And when you really look at the conference as a whole, the Colts, right? Why not?
Well, that's exactly right. And how much of this, though, do you think has to do with the fact that Jim Irsay's daughters are now running the show and maybe pushing Chris Ballard a little bit more to go do something?
You know, that could be the case. Boy, they're involved, and I think in a good way. We tend to look at ownership and say, oh, if they're involved with football decisions, that's a bad thing. Get them out of the room. They shouldn't have a say. And, yeah, if you're going to go full Jerry Jones and anoint yourself the VP of this, the VP of that, the general manager, that's a problem. But, you know, I think your ownership should be involved to an extent, right? Like, you should be having your finger on the pulse of the situation so you don't let championship windows pass on by. That's what it's about. Like, there are owners who really don't care about winning at all. Give me an owner who cares about winning. I love the fact that, one of his daughters is on the headset, plugged in, seeing, who's at fault when things go wrong.
That's complete insanity. I would be livid. I would be absolutely livid if I was a head coach and that was going on my sidelines. Having said that, though, does Ed Policy go about things differently than Mark Murphy did? Because I think the answer to that question is going to be yes.
Well, you don't like accountability, Sparky, if you're the coach? I mean, if you're wrong, you're wrong. And
man,
now you're held accountable for it.
Tyler, if I'm in here doing a radio show and the general manager who's in charge of sales or whatever else is sitting over here talking to me in every commercial break while I'm too tired to do a radio show, that would only last for so long before I'd probably get up and walk out. That would be about the extent of it.
Oh, you sound like you're – I didn't know you were that mentally fragile.
I'm not mentally strong at all.
Tie.
No, not at all. I'm not. No, I'm very, very mentally weak, Tyler Dunn. GoLongTD.com. Go ahead, tell everybody about it.
Appreciate it, man. Yep. I just had a great conversation with Tom Silverstein, my old colleague
Spoon.
Out there at the Journal Sentinel. So I'll throw that hour podcast up soon. We have feature stories, deep dives on teams. Always a lot of NFC North coverage, so can't thank everybody out there enough for subscribing.
Well, we thank you for doing a great job, man. I love that website. Tyler, thank you so much for coming out, man. I appreciate it.
You know I love you, Sparky. Thanks, man.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Tyler Dunn, GoLongTD.com on the guest hotline. Powered by Gruber Law, one call. That is all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.